The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the type for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hour number two already. 713-780. ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Also, catch us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. Miss the first hour. Pretty much Texans, a little college football mixed in. A lot more to get to in college football. It's just, you know. But we'll go through
some,
all.
Some baseball to discuss, even.
Yeah, we got some baseball to discuss, and at some point we'll wrap up the politics for you. We need to address that at some point.
Found an article today. It was on MLB.com, and it was every team's roster ranked by wins above replacement. And they looked at current projected team rosters as of today, and that includes 2021 wins above replacement projections. So they're looking at all rosters without free agents. So if you are a team that has free agents, like, impending, so like George Springer, these guys, they're not counted towards anybody's roster right now. Where do you think the Astros fall? And mind you, the Astros, their free agents are Michael Brantley, Chris Davinsky, Dustin Garneau, Robert Osuna, Brad Peacock, Josh Reddick, George Springer, and Chase DeYoung, I think.
I still think they're probably 10 or 11.
How about five?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I figured they'd still be okay, but I didn't think they'd be that high.
It says the biggest needs, two outfielders, relief pitching. I don't think I disagree with that.
That's fair.
I think they could use another starter as well, but
yeah.
The two outfielders are almost a necessity. It says all three outfielders from 2019 are free agents, meaning Houston's starting outfield is something like Kyle Tucker, Miles Straw, and Chaz McCormick.
Well, I know he never really got a chance this year, but I still like Miles Straw. I like
Miles Straw less. The dude just can't hit.
But I'd like to see him get a chance to be a leadoff hitter and let him bunt a lot and use his speed, be a traditional leadoff hitter. I think he, you know, and if it fails, you give him 3 months. If it fails, okay, then go
Miles,
get somebody.
I mean, that kind of guy flies on a non-analytics team.
Well, that's like, true, but, you know, that's...
But, I mean, obviously Kyle Tucker is going to be a starter, but I think they need two more starting outfielders.
Agree.
I like Miles Straw fine as, like, a guy off your bench, your fifth outfielder, a pinch runner, certainly. I've learned the guy just can't hit.
Dusty didn't seem to like him.
No, he doesn't.
He rarely used him at all, and I think there were a lot of places where you could have, but...
It says not included in any of this is Justin Verlander, who's under contract for 2021, but obviously going to miss the season. Dusty Baker and the Astros were able to piece together a pretty decent rotation anyway with Greinke, healthy McCullers, and Urquidy, Valdez, and Javier. Infield's relatively intact and full of stars, but then it mentions all three of the outfielders going. And then the bullpen is just in tatters. The only teams ranked ahead of them, do you want to guess the four teams ranked ahead of them?
Dodgers, Yankees...
Dodgers 1, Yankees 3.
Tampa?
No.
I don't think Tampa had many free agents.
They don't, but one of them is Chuck Morton.
Okay.
And I don't know. I think they're missing Aaron Loop, Andrew Kittredge, Charlie Morton, Kevon Smith, and Mike Zunino, both their catchers. So, but the Rays are 12th.
Okay. All right, I'm going to throw a long shot in there. What about the Padres?
Padres are 2.
Ah, see, there we go.
And 4 is the Minnesota Twins.
Okay.
Not bad. All things considered, you're losing Brantley and
I hope that they can find one outfielder to replace one of those guys. They're not going to be able to replace them both, But then if you can piece something together with some of your, like I said, with Miles Straw and whatever else you have, or, you know, maybe by some miracle, Yordan learns how to play left field in the offseason.
Well, and in the same, I got down the rabbit hole of free agency, and I found an article titled Top 25 Free Agents by War. Number two is George Springer.
Okay.
Second best available free agent.
And it sounds
according
like
to wins above
it sounds like the Mets are going to throw a bunch of money at everybody.
I'm hearing the Phillies are going to go hard at George Springer too. So between Phillies, Mets,
he's going to get paid. I mean, I don't know that the Red Sox are going to be in that mix, because from what I understand, the Mets are just going to spend like crazy.
The number one free agent according to wins above replacement, and this isn't really a surprise, DJ LeMahieu.
He's all right.
Yeah, he's worked out pretty well.
Yeah.
And then number two, Springer. Tie for third, Trevor Tyler Bauer and Marcell Ozuna, the outfielder from the Braves.
Yeah.
And he's probably going to get paid more than the Astros are willing to. You get down the line a little bit, Marcus Semien, 5, JT Realmuto, 6, Colton Wong, 7. I'll stop when I get to the outfielders to see if you'd be interested in this guy as an Astro. So here's one. Now, this is a more a lot of his war comes from being elite defensively.
Right.
Would you be interested in Jackie Bradley Jr.?
Yes.
Okay.
Don't mind him at all.
It came off a pretty good offensive season. Hit 280, 7 home runs. He's not a big power guy, but defensively he's fantastic.
Theoretically, you've got your big bats. You need accent pieces. And I think he'd be that.
Number 9 is Brantley. 10 is Mike Minor. 11, Marcus Stroman. 12, James McCann. 13, Cesar Hernandez. Here's an outfielder. Jerickson Profar, 14.
I'd also be interested in that.
Okay.
Because I don't think either of those guys are costing you a bunch of money, for one thing.
I don't think he is either. And he seems like he's kind of coming into his prime.
It's taken how many years?
Yeah,
he was supposed to be the superstar.
This hyped up dude. Yeah. And he's so – something that makes him valuable is he can play second, third, shortstop, outfield. He can play where you need him to play.
Right.
Another guy who's kind of like that, sort of a role player, Kike Hernandez from the Dodgers. Infield / outfield.
Yeah, don't hate that.
Jonathan Villar, Jonathan Scope, Justin Turner. And they rank him 18th, and it says mostly because of his age.
And the COVID.
Yeah, but he's 36 years old.
Yeah.
Liam Hendricks, Didi Gregorius. Here's one that you'll probably scoff at. Jock Peterson.
Yeah, I scoff.
You scoff?
I scoff. Okay.
Andrelton Simmons, Taiwan Walker, Carlos Santana, who's a DH.
Andrelton Simmons would be a really good addition, not for the Astros, but for somebody.
Yeah.
Because I think he's really underrated as a shortstop.
And then the last outfielder and number 25 on the list, who is probably just, I mean, he's about as middle of the road as you can get. And this may be a Josh Reddick type situation where you're getting kind of just a guy, but you don't have to pay him a ton of money and he'll be serviceable. Robbie Grossman.
Don't hate that.
Okay.
Again, if you add him and one of those other guys and you're not paying a bunch for him, if that's your outfield next year, that's okay. So I guess we should go ahead and just transition into the Luno thing here since we're talking baseball. But your thoughts on that?
I mean, it seems odd that he would do this after he did the interview.
Oh, thing. No, it seems that was obviously laying the groundwork for this. That's why it seems so rehearsed.
Well, I don't know. I would say good luck to him. I mean, if he can, obviously he's going to have some sort of proof.
And right.
I imagine if he didn't feel like he had some sort of proof, then he wouldn't be doing this. But
well, I thought it was a mistake to fire him in the first place unless he knew every single thing, and he says he didn't. So they're not a better team without him. And you know what? If he wants to clear his name, good for him. I hope it works out for him. I still think, you know, I still think that guy was the reason you won a World Series. Putting that team together, making all the right moves, And I think it, and I'm guessing Jim Crane, you know, the more, this is kind of starting to feel like Jerry Jones. Like the more you start thinking you were the reason for it, you start, you know, pushing people out. We'll see. But, you know, I think what Jeff Luhnow did was a hell of a lot more important than A.J. Hinch, that's for sure. And he put together a roster that made four straight ALCSs.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think he'll get another job. And, you know, but if it turns out that he was the architect of the whole thing, as they were alleging, well, that's one thing. But, you know, it still doesn't change what kind of roster you put together. So, all right, a couple things from the text lines. Guys, at the risk of sounding like get off my lawn, old man, I'm sick of seeing millennials disregard the protocols of mask and social distancing while continuously lecturing older people about how horribly we have failed at everything. I see more college-age kids with no masks in public, and I'm just outright ignoring the rules more than any other age group, from Deacon. You know what, Deacon, and maybe it's my neighborhood, the people who are not following the rules are old people more than
anything.
Well,
I mean, the kids who ran on the field at Notre Dame are all students.
That's true.
College kids and old people.
But yeah, I mean, listen, you know, I don't know. I don't believe I'm blaming everything on millennials. There are some, like my daughter is very, very conscious of the social distancing stuff. There's a lot of things she won't go to at the university if they're not doing it. And, you know, let's face it, it's not going to hit them very hard. It really isn't. So, you know, it's going to be their parents that they get sick or their grandparents. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I've gotten to where if I see somebody not wearing a mask, I just don't go near them. If it's not somebody in my circle that I hang out with all the time that I know is getting checked all the time or is willing to get the little temperature thing shot at them, then, you know, like like there was a store I didn't go into today because there were two people in there without masks. I just said, screw it. There's another one down the street. I'm out of here. And they were old people, just so you know. Old people buying lottery tickets, of course. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number.
Jordy says, would you bring back Jake Mariznick? Probably not.
No, not as a starter.
I mean, I like Jake Mariznick fine, but he's kind of in the same boat as Miles Straw. You'd rather have him as your fourth or fifth guy.
It's and people bring up college students aren't millennials anymore. That's true.
It's true.
Yeah. Millennials, you know, all have mortgages.
So if you don't want to pay for a Jackie Bradley Jr., who may be a little more expensive, let me give you a couple more names of guys. And one of these guys both can't hit for bleep. I mean, you may already have these guys in Miles Straw.
Yes.
But Jared Dyson and Billy Hamilton, who are considered elite defensive center fielders, in Hamilton's case, almost nope. I mean, he is Miles Straw, but faster than Miles Straw.
Yeah.
And Jared Dyson, kind of the same thing, an older guy. And then one of the other outfielders that I was looking at, and I was like, you know what? I'd probably take, I mean, cause you get him on the cheap and maybe you get more out of him than you would expect. Ryan Braun.
That's a name I would be interested in.
I throw him out there. If it works, it works. If not, it's at this point, it's going to be a super low risk signing anyway.
Yeah. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And, guys, I have to tell you about Harry's. And, man, since I switched over to Harry's several years ago, man, it's just I haven't used anything else. And guess what? They improved the quality of their blades, and they didn't raise the prices. That's a great thing about Harry's. You can find them in drug and grocery stores near you. But if you like to shop online, how about this? They're going to give you a trial set for just $3 when you use code KFNC at checkout at harrys.com. And they have 100% quality guarantee on harrys.com. So if you don't like them, guess what? You'll get your $3 back. I mean, you can't beat that deal. And, guys, these blades are fantastic. And I actually, you know what? I shave every day now. And, yeah, it used to be that I would wait because it was such a pain in the ass to go and get razors. But now, get them delivered right to my mailbox. And you can still get them at the big box drug and grocery stores near you. Just head over to the grooming aisle. But if you shop online, new customers can get a Harry's trial set for just $3 with code KFNC at harrys.com. That includes a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Don't forget to use KFNC at checkout and give Harry's sharper blades a try.
Yeah.
listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, AJ Hoffman. It's fall and we could all use a little awesome. Well, our friends at Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collections for guys, guaranteed to upgrade your life. From style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and outdoor gear, Box of Awesome has collections for every part of your life. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every month. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. Who wouldn't want awesome stuff sent to them every month, right? It's like Christmas on your doorstep. Whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads for when the temperature dips, no matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. To get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them to pick the right Box of Awesome for you. They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs only $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BLITZ at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, promo code BLITZ for 20% off your first box.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. I'm going to do a quick shout-out to my mom. Her birthday was yesterday. And to my brother for reminding me that. Same thing as, it was the same thing with my daughter. I know the birth date. I know my mom's birthday is November 8th. I didn't realize yesterday was the 8th. It just,
you need to just have an alarm set on your phone. I know, when I know. Stuff like that happens.
Because the same thing with my daughter. But fortunately, my brother reminded me. So,
it was your daughter's birthday too?
No. Hers was October 1st, but I forgot her birthday that day because I didn't realize it was already October. Because I know her birthday is October 1st. It's just one of those. You know, but this is the same thing. It's like I just don't know what day it is half the time anymore in the Ronaverse. You want to zip through these other NFL games?
Sure.
All right, we'll start with the Falcons-Broncos. Boy, the Falcons tried to let them back in it. But getting back to that guy's question about the Colts, in the offseason, if I'm the Colts, I'm the 49ers, I'm bidding on Matt Ryan if he's for sale.
I think I am too. If there's any possible way you can get him, go out there and get him.
Yeah.
I know the 49ers want him. I think the Colts would be a perfect fit.
I think
it just makes a lot of sense.
I think either one would be a good fit for him. But yeah, that's the guy that could make a difference for the Colts and make them legitimate contenders, because right now they're not. Bills Seahawks, we mentioned this a little bit, well, I guess on the Twitch. The Bills needed a signature win like this, and I mean the Seahawks are a legitimate contender in the NFC, and the Bills dominated this game start to finish. I know the score looks closer in the end.
Do the Seahawks practice defense?
No.
I don't think they do.
Josh Allen had himself a game.
Josh Allen was amazing. Russell Wilson probably reopened the door on MVP conversation. It seems like all season long, everybody's like, well, Russell Wilson's the MVP. I don't know. Like, if you look at his stats versus now Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes, I'd say Russell Wilson's probably not the I don't think he's in the front runner anymore.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
Four turnovers?
Yeah, this is... he just
it's
doesn't.
Second in a row that was.
Yeah,
wrong.
And you know what? This is that time of year where I think you see some of the good teams start to, you know, get a little fatigue going, a little bit of, you know, okay, we're, you know, and they don't play as well. But I don't think it means they're not good football teams. Titans beat the Bears 24-17. The Bears, could someone please tell the Bears they can score before the fourth quarter?
That'd be nice.
Ravens beat the Colts, and you know, a lot of people were saying, oh, the Chiefs are the only really elite team. I wouldn't rule out the Ravens. They're going in and beating that team there. There was obviously the controversial call on the Peters interception, but it sure...
That was just a terrible call.
Well, it was a bad call, but based on the way that the catch is defined, once they explain it, it made sense. Yep. I mean, I wouldn't have overturned it, but it didn't matter. I don't think they were winning that game anyway.
But I'm with you. I said this last week, directly after the Steelers beat the Ravens, I still think the Ravens are the second best team in the AFC.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Lamar Jackson They've kind of caught up to him a little bit, and now you're starting.
He cranked it up second half yesterday.
And I think you're starting to see the adjustment to the adjustment from him. And over the second half, I'd keep an eye on this team. Chiefs beat the Panthers 33-31, and somebody was asking earlier on the text line, are they overrated? No, again, this gets back to what I was saying. I think this time of year, you're the Chiefs, and you're kind of rolling through everybody. You're not going to get up for the Panthers. And, yeah, the Panthers threw a scare into them, but I still think the Chiefs.
I mean, if it wasn't for a kicker, then it wouldn't have even been close.
Yeah. Vikings finally decided to wake up. A little too late for them, I think, but they beat the Lions 34-20.
Dalvin Cook, my goodness.
Yeah. I mean, they finally figured out that if we just give the ball to Dalvin Cook every play and not let Kirk Cousins do anything.
Yeah, I ran into Dalvin Cook in fantasy.
Ouch.
And also, I mean, that's what happens in real life. That's what happens when Matt Stafford leaves the game.
Right.
I mean, it was kind of questionable if he was going to be able to play. He gets to play, well, and then he gets knocked out.
Giants beat the Washington football team 23-20.
Good save.
I know, I almost said it. Alex Smith actually looked decent in that game when he came in. Kyle Allen's dead.
Dead.
All I know is I had the Giants to cover, so that's all I cared about.
Same.
Also had the Raiders and Chargers find yet another way to lose. And you know what?
Honestly, what I'm most mad about is the guy celebrating like he caught it, even though he knew he hadn't caught it.
Yeah.
Like, he got everybody so hyped up, and then you see the replay, and it's like, he obviously didn't catch that.
You know what, though? Chargers have themselves a quarterback.
Oh, yes.
They need to get themselves a coach.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Steelers, Cowboys. This is another one. Boy, the Steelers look like they had no interest in playing that football game. And give the Cowboys credit for actually showing up with a bunch of backups and nobodies. And hell, I thought the Steelers tend to do this. They play these crap games and find ways to win.
That's every Steelers game as a favorite.
Pretty much, yeah.
Is them just kind of ho-humming through. And then when they're an underdog, boy, they get up for those games.
Dolphins beat the Cardinals 34-31. Very entertaining game. Kyler Murray had a big game. Tua looked good. Dolphins are starting to look like a legitimate wild card type team to me.
I think so too. I mean, it's not a lock that the Bills are going to win their division.
No,
I mean, it's but
they're a game ahead. But
and Tua looks really good.
Yeah. And can I just say, the one Belichick disciple that looks like he's going to work out, Miami got him.
Yeah.
It wasn't O'Brien. And then last night.
Is it not Matt Patricia?
I'm
who
say,
after the game yesterday was like, I got to coach better. We got to play better.
Yeah, not Matt Patricia. Not throw any name out there that you want. It's not that guy either. And Saints just rolled the Buccaneers last night. I think they. Man. And
under 51, shout out.
Yeah, clearly under 51. And the Buccaneers certainly didn't do anything to get involved in that.
But, no, well, and they didn't do anything to stop it on the other side.
Yeah.
But luckily, if you're going to play bad on both sides of the ball.
Exactly.
And that's what the Bucs did, and they got hammered. And it's I don't understand these teams kicking field goals, like feel-good field goals. Like it happened in the North Carolina-Duke game, which was a success for me. But it was like 35-0, and Duke kicked it third down from the 9-yard line. Like, what do you have to... So it's 35-3 now.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Like, how's that going to help you? Give your... Like, I'd rather lose 52-0 than 52-3. Because that 3-point... Like,
that's
nobody...
confidence, AJ.
No, that's BS.
It's rolling into next week.
Yeah, nobody feels that way.
All right, and then the game tonight, I don't really have an opinion on, but I think if I were going to play it, I'd have to take the Jets. So...
Yeah, maybe I mean, Jets over 10, it's interesting, but I don't want any part of it.
Not going to do one of your teasers, Jets and under?
Nope, it's an easy pass for me. I don't want any of this game.
Okay. Well, plus we got college football every other night this week.
Yep.
So, then get back, somebody says, wouldn't it be funny if the old guy in line without the mask getting the lotto tickets won the jackpot and then got COVID? That would be funny. So, then 832 says, never gets to hear us anymore because he gets off at 2 and he's home in 45 minutes.
Well,
oh. I mean, sorry, man. But that's.
I mean, we have an app.
You can get on the app.
On
Twitch. You know, do this. Like, I know a couple of people who listen to podcasts when they run. You can listen to us.
I have a lot of friends who listen to our show like the next morning.
Yeah, it's always kind of funny too. A lot of times, people will tweet you about something you were talking about in the first hour, so you know that they're listening to it on the podcast, or text the show, and it's like. Yeah, but what about this? Like, that was an hour and a half ago.
Yeah.
Okay. So there you have it. So I saw Lance wandering around here. Is he actually going to be in studio today?
I'm going to go check his office. He said he was definitely going to be on with us at 5:30, but didn't specify phone or in person.
Yeah, because a phoner from inside the building is kind of lame. Hey, let me, I need to read something here. Can I do that?
Do it.
Do you guys mind? Take the day off work and play a fun round of golf with your favorite sports station at the ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 Occasional Invitational, presented by SiteJab.com, benefiting Provision. This year's tournament will take place Thursday, December 3rd at 11:30 a.m. at Wildcat Golf Club. Each golfer will be receiving beverages from our official beer provider, St. Arnold Brewing Company. Lunch, dinner, and 18 holes of golf. Register now at ESPN975.com.
I may have changed my mind about passing on this game tonight.
Yeah.
I'm looking, and for whatever reason, there's steam coming on the over. It's up to 42.5. I mean, the Chiefs-Jets last week was 44, and that was the Chiefs.
Right.
The three before that, 18-10, 24-0, 30-10. This game should probably, like, I assume the total is going to be like 39.5. I'm probably taking an under tonight.
It doesn't take much to get you into an under.
It doesn't. And I hate when I do it. It's life's too short to bet unders, to be honest. But yeah, I don't see how that number's going up. So
it's kind of like me with Japanese women or alien women. It doesn't take much.
Nope. All right, I got to tell you guys about Allstate. Allstate Windows and Siding. And I am so excited. It should be this week that they call me and say, "Hey, you ready to put these bad boys in?" They had to go get them. They came out and measured, and now they're being custom built, and they are ready to roll. Put them in my house, and it not only is going to look great, I'm excited about that. My wife's very excited about that, but it's going to save me up to 40% on my electric bills. You think I'm going to let once it gets cool here, we turn the heater on? You think I'm going to let that heat float out my windows? Not anymore, Bubba. Not anymore. Thanks to Allstate. And it's the kind of business you want to do work with. Yeah, I mean, they are family owned and operated for over four generations. They have military discounts, first responder discounts, cash discounts, use it, senior discounts. Guys, check them out. They're going to do you right. They've got in person or virtual consultations available. You want the best rate? Call Allstate 832-204-1936. That's 832-204. 1936 or Allstate Siding and Windows.com.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting InnovationMap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Lance Zierlein's in the house.
The conquering
hero.
Hell
yes.
The conquering hero.
The COVID king.
Returned.
He, Lance, as you know, is out at every super spreader event. He was out...
just means at my house.
Yeah, he was at a... Lance is the only guy I know who goes to political rallies for both sides.
Yeah.
Like, he's
just to see if I can get it?
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to catch it
somehow.
There's
fine people on both sides.
Just to see.
Yeah.
There's COVID people on both sides.
Yeah. Like, Lance, he was... for weeks, he's been riding around with all the Trump flags hanging off his truck. And then once it looked like that side was defeated, Lance threw those flags out, and he's out there celebrating. Yeah, we got rid of him.
He's got a Joe in the Ho flag.
Ding
now.
Dong, the witch is dead.
And then I got the. You know, it's funny is in real life, the only thing I did was I would go to Riel, have dinner. That was it. Did that a few times. I know where I got it, but I was lucky. I mean, I had one day that I couldn't do the show. I was, you know, it was one day I was pretty bad. The rest of the time, I'd wake up, I'd get some coffee, my body would like be, oh, okay. And then as soon as I was done with the radio, it was just crash.
Yeah.
And I'd lay, I mean, I did the show from my bed, just laying down doing the show. And then I'd lay down and it, and I just didn't want to move. Like I just would sit and watch TV and.
That's me most days.
Yeah. I mean, I know. And at first I thought this is awesome because the first 3 days weren't that bad. It was just like a little bit of a head cold. Then the exhaustion set in and that wasn't that great. And my wife, I just kept ordering Uber Eats. Like it was just pop up. You ordered more food? Yes. Just
put so it you're hungry the all the time?
I or was.
Are you just bored?
Really more bored.
Yeah.
Now at the time I was bored and I didn't feel very good.
So is it starve a cold, feed a COVID? Is that how it works?
That's what apparently for me it was.
Whatever.
For me it was. And then and I felt good. I mean, I felt really good on a Saturday. I was like, holy crap, this is like perfect. I feel great. And I went and got a test and it came back negative. And then I went and got another test a couple days later. And that one came back after the election, and that one was a positive. So I think I had a false negative. The second one, the one that I got to tell everyone this, go to Minute Maid Park, parking lots B and C that are across the street from Minute Maid Park. It's free. It's absolutely free. They do, I think, want to say like 4,000 of these a day. It's a mouth swab. It couldn't be easier. And you get your results back in anywhere from a day and a half to 2 days. And it's a fairly accurate test when it comes to it's the most accurate of the tests. They're called PCR tests.
And does it tell you if you've had it already or
nope. It's just to say if you have it now. And I got two negative tests before I came up here. I had a nasal test that was clean also, nasal swab, but and that was one and now that's the one that told me I was positive. And I got those results in an hour. It cost $150.
Yeah.
But I needed to know. Really needed to know because of work. And so, but that was also the one that gave me a false negative. And that is one, although I was told by an NFL friend who they get them all the time, they said, you probably technically had it, but you weren't contagious because it was just a matter of it will pick up any tiny, the one with the mouth swab, the PCR test. They pick up any little thing. I will readily say I take it very seriously. I'm not making lie. It was somewhere between a cold and a flu for me. So I was, other than the fatigue and everything, I was lucky. I've got asthma and it never bothered my breathing.
You're technically high risk.
Yeah, I've got asthma. It never bothered my breathing. I took my inhaler.
And you're a little overweight. Let's face it.
I'm juicing right now. I'm juicing. Okay. It's going to be a new me in 4 days.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, in 4 days. So it's really a matter of, I was worried about the breathing.
It never affected you.
Never really had a fever except one day. And the breathing, I took my steroid inhaler in the morning and night instead of just in the morning.
Yeah.
Just to make sure it was always clear and it was never an issue. So I had a relatively moderate case of it. I wouldn't want it again. I mean,
did anybody else in your house get it?
Nope. They all tested. Tested negative, separated. And I was like, this is awesome. I get to stay away from everyone. I have a license to watch TV as much as I want.
Yeah.
And then at some point you just start, it's like, God, man, this is like a little prison.
Yeah.
I got to get out of here. So as soon as my test, I got ding on the phone and said, check your email. You've got your COVID results. I'm like, oh, nice. So I checked it. Please say negative. Please say negative. And it did. So I texted you guys and texted John and Dale. I'm like, I'll be there right at 7. I'm coming in. I'm not doing it. From, I was all set up at home. I'm like, forget this. I got to get out of this house. So, but I did watch a crap ton of football over the last 2 weekends because that's all I could do. So,
well, you
a lot
saw
of
the
college,
Texans
a lot
win.
Of pro. Yeah, I mean, that was the
championship
between Washington football team and the Giants and Texans Jaguars. Those were two.
That's not
boring
great matchups.
Teams. You got to have action.
Not great matchups.
Got to have action on them just to even want to watch.
Did you have
them.
Action?
I mean, I'd just say this. It would have been a lot cooler if Daniel Jones had completed 16 more yards worth of passes.
Oh, okay.
That
would have been
I don't
cool.
know why he had to stop at 212 when 228 would have been a whole lot
right
cooler.
It was right there for the taking.
Well, yeah. So, the Texans, I thought, they were on brand with – screw ups, and I don't know if you guys saw Romeo Crennel's comments in his presser today. They asked, what happened on that first touchdown? He goes, Vernon Hargreaves got outrun. That's what happened. There was no bust by the safety. He just got outrun. Torched. Yeah, he got torched. And
Vernon Hargreaves is maybe the worst cornerback that gets on the field in the NFL today.
He's one of them. All you see him is make tackles after people are catching him.
Well, then he had that one play yesterday where there was a play and he tried to tackle, but he like dove at him like a torpedo. Didn't even put his arms out. Like
missed.
He was hoping to tackle him with his shoulder and helmet and missed.
It's missed, like, yeah.
Dude, you suck.
He could play for the Cowboys.
Yeah, Savion, I mentioned it today. Savion Smith is the one who got jumped over on the touchdown by, was it Juju or who had that touchdown where he jumped over?
It was Juju.
The corner. That's a corner.
No, it was Ebron.
It was Ebron. That was a corner who couldn't get on the field for the Roughnecks.
Yeah.
He was with the Roughnecks and couldn't get on the field, and he's playing against the Steelers.
Unbelievable. There's some bad play in the NFL.
Yeah, there is. There definitely is. So, yeah.
But I think what the Texans did yesterday that I was kind of okay with was we started, and some of it was out of necessity, but like start to figure out what you've got in some of these other guys.
Yep.
Like crossing and like I've been saying for a while, and I guess it took David Johnson dying for them to actually do it. Let's see these other running backs and see if any of them have any 100%. Juice.
100%. Everyone has more juice than David Johnson. David Johnson was a massive mistake. They didn't even have to pick up
Osweiler level mistake.
Yeah, well, they didn't even have to pick up his salary like that. They were doing a favor picking up his salary. They should have gotten a draft pick. You should have said, look, you guys have to pick up $7 million of his salary, yeah. Or you should have had at least another fourth rounder kicked in, something like that, for you to take. Because what it did was it kept you from picking up another back off the waiver wire that would have been better.
Yeah,
or spending money in free agency on a guy who would have been better.
We were talking about look what the Jags just found at running back,
like, drafted free agent.
I mean, he's just a guy.
And you can
he's
find, a yeah, and he ran for 99, but
he's the reason why you'd never take on a David Johnson.
No, same thing with in last year. Ironically, the same group that did a great job picking up Carlos Hyde.
Yeah.
You know, then they did something stupid like this. You can find Carlos Hyde. You can find him. There are guys who, you know, you have them do their job, and then when they want to get paid, you let them walk.
You feel like Will Fuller's feeling some type of way? Like, do you think he should feel disrespected, or do you think that's just like what every player ever thinks? To me, it's
what every player ever, you know, they all think that. I mean,
they all think they're the best player in the world.
Look, Will Fuller with his whole, I want to go get paid. Yeah, of course you do. And it was okay for the Texans to be shopping you. That's the situation they're in. And I don't think it's over between the Texans and Will Fuller. I think there's a chance the Texans could look at Will Fuller, but this is the problem. I don't want to pay Will Fuller. If I'm the Texans, I don't want to give him $10+ million.
And that's what he's going to demand.
So he's going to demand. And then now how many wide receivers you got? You're letting Kenny Stills walk. You're going to have Randall Cobb and Brandon Cooks and Isaiah Coulter and nobody. Like, yeah. You've got spots to fill. There's going to be a lot of – I keep hearing – and me and John have talked about, well, you could cut this guy and cut this guy and cut this guy. Well, you got to fill a roster out. You don't have a lot of picks. So I did see – did you guys talk about – the article by Jason Lockham-Fora where he said a general manager told him it is a virtual certainty that J.J. will be dealt in the offseason.
I didn't see that, but yeah, I've heard the
we
rumor,
talked about
but
it
I didn't read the article.
Yeah, there was an article. He said it's a virtual certainty, which makes some sense because you don't want to deal him until you have a free agent, a GM who actually knows what he's doing. And then you're still going to have, like, there will be people, you know, once everyone's draft picks are set and they have an understanding of their free agency and the money they'll have available, you might be able to, you know, you might have two or three teams that are willing to pony up for his services. So maybe, you know, maybe you get a third and a fourth, maybe you get a second and a fourth, maybe you get a second. I'd almost rather have more picks than a second rounder. I'd rather have, give me 2/3.
Like you said, there's a lot of roster.
A lot of roster to fill.
You know this better than us. Is there anybody else on this roster? Like, take away Deshaun, Tunsil, and Howard. Let's say you can't trade those three guys. Is there anyone else on this roster that would get you anything that's not an impending free agent? Like, obviously, Fuller.
Yeah, Brandon Cooks is still a quality wide receiver. He wouldn't get you a second like you paid for.
So you're better off just keeping him.
Yeah. You're definitely.
But, like,
Randall Cobb, you're almost better off just keeping him.
Is there anybody on the offensive line that, like, I mean, we've talked about Nick Martin. Could you trade Nick Martin for a fifth round pick?
You might be able to a team that's hungry. You know, maybe you could move Max Sharping in there at center. I think he's taken some snaps in practice before when he was at Northern Illinois. I don't know. I mean, you still are in the same spot. Like, you didn't really draft. You have Charlie Heck, who was he can't even get active.
Yeah.
So, you just.
Yeah, when Kelemete went down, I hadn't even heard of the guy who came in yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem you have because Max is in, he's in COVID protocol. So right now you're sitting in a position where you really, it's really unbelievable that Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby were able to do this much damage dating back to the Tunsil trade and Jadeveon Clowney deal. Yeah. Starting there, if that's the start point. You gave up too much for Tunsil, you're feeling it now. They didn't get a deal done for Tunsil, you're feeling it now. Ronnie Stanley just had a tackle deal. He's probably the best tackle in the league. His deal was like $2.5 million less per year than Tunsil's because basically they said, look.
That's not a real contract.
That's not the real deal. That's not the benchmark. We're not doing that.
Yeah.
And his agent, you got to give him credit. Whoever Stanley's agent was like, yeah, you're right. That was a terrible deal. I wish Ronnie was a Texan, but here we are.
No, he doesn't.
So, no, yeah, actually, you don't. You'd rather be a Raven. The playoff shares will make up for it. But, it's unbelievable that they've done this much damage through bad acquisitions like Eric Murray, a combination of bad acquisitions, giving away draft picks, and then trading off good players and not getting
paying back. Sticker price for everybody.
Everything.
Like Nick Martin, sticker price. Whitney Mercilus, sticker price.
Everything.
The freaking kicker you paid sticker
nobody
price.
Would have given. Nobody would have given Whitney Mercilus. Good teams would not have given Whitney Mercilus a contract. They would have moved on from Whitney, given him a one-year deal or moved on, and then they would have been drafting and grooming guys to come up after him. That's how you do it. So that way you're not spending that money, and you can afford to pay Tunsil. You can afford to pay, you can afford to pay other guys. And it's just poorly run. I'm really interested to see how the Texans front office / Kyle McNair, how they approach the general manager position. Are they going to completely move Easterby out of, like, is he going to have any say-so or not?
They say no, but I bet he does.
You know, it's interesting because Jed Hughes, who is in charge of from Corn Ferry, is in charge of the search, and he's on a podcast with John Dorsey talking about how he owes John Dorsey everything. Like, John Dorsey, this, that, and the other. And so the thought is that John Dorsey, and I wouldn't mind seeing John Dorsey here, but I don't know that the McNairs would go in for that because Dorsey's got some, he's got some background with some players who are a little bit shady, and he's not afraid to take chances on guys who were a little low character.
But isn't that why you have Jesus Easterby, is to balance that?
Well, no, Easterby is the one who will tell you, we can't have them. We can't have this man.
I keep hearing the Giants, and maybe there's mutual interest in Nick Caserio, which I guess that ship has probably sailed here, and I'm okay with it because I think Nick Caserio is a bright guy, but I think if he were here with Jack Easterby, it'd be basically starting over all.
Oh, to me, he would. Here's the thing. I kind of disagree, and here's why. If Nick Caserio came, he knows who Jack is, so he would say,
"Sit down."
Either I'm not coming because Jack's there, or he would say, "That's great. I'll come there, Jack. Just so you know, I mean, this is the deal. You're going to do this, and I'm going to do this, and you're not going to mess with any of it." Like, it would either the law would be laid down, or I don't think he would come.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what kind of relationship.
I don't want any more Patriots anything, man. I mean, he might be great, but I've had my fill of
Patriots. What about Chiefs?
I'll take any Chiefs. I'll take any Ravens. I wouldn't mind.
I'll take any offensive Seahawks.
Yeah.
Not defensive Seahawks right now.
I'll take anybody from the Steelers organization who scouts wide receivers.
Mm. That's good.
They're good.
Yeah. But no, I mean, I'd like to see them go into.
Steelers have somebody who I think would be interested in this job, and Omar Khan.
Yeah.
But he is, he's not going to come here if Jack Easterby's in charge. I mean, and Khan is a guy very widely respected around the league. But the thought is, well, he's just waiting for Kevin Colbert to retire. Well, Kevin Colbert's not retiring, not that I know of, anytime soon. But Khan is a guy that I think will be in play. On all these lists, I think Khan will be in play. One is one of the guys. I think there'll be like five guys. and all of them are going to want to know. Most of them will want to know that Jack is not going to, you know, be able to submarine them like he did Brian Gain and Bill O'Brien. Bill O'Brien rightfully so, obviously.
Yeah.
That was one that I think Jack felt like he had to because the players were revolting.
So he's kind of 1-1 on those.
Yeah, I mean, I give him credit for that one. I appreciate his hard work. Thank you for your service.
Yeah, give him a win. Easterby. Give him a win for that one.
Yeah. I mean,
Well, it's good to have you back in the building, dude.
Yeah.
Congratulations on being the conquering hero.
That's right. Back on the draft stuff.
And the good news is COVID's over now. So you caught it at the very tail
end.
Yeah,
right tail end, and everything's good now.
Yeah, now we've got a vaccine that'll be ready tomorrow. And
it's going to take a little while. Take a little while.
Not what I'm reading, but okay.
Hey, the stock market seems to believe it's out tomorrow.
That's right.
Somebody bought some Pfizer stock a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, well, but you bought it for dick pills. That's a different thing.
No, actually,
you're just like, oh, my penis isn't working. I'm going to invest. I'm going to make something out of this thing.
I'd like to take credit for it, but the wife was reading up on all this stuff, and it looked like they were going to be first, so yeah. She jumped in and bought a bunch.
I jumped in on Gilead when that was back when it went from like 68 to 82, and I hit.
Yeah.
And then I just stayed around, and all of a sudden, it came back down. That's the one they use at remdesivir.
They say buy low. I'm like, I've been looking
I like to buy high and then sell low.
You guys ever heard of this company, Blockbuster? I'm about to get in on this. I mean, it's like bottomed out.
Yeah, it's like pennies.
I'm ready.
It's got pennies. A rebound, right?
You ever heard of Nextel?
Well, the good ones right now are like United jumped up, Bank of America, JP Morgan, MGM is going to move. Those are all the
stuff.
Ones.
All the betting stuff is going through the roof right now, too.
Oh, are they really?
Yeah. Napster.
Oh, yeah.
Napster, is that a good one? LimeWire.
This is good. Let's get in now.
Let's get in. This LimeWire.
Good seeing you, buddy.
All right, we'll see you guys.
All right, we'll take a quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. ESPN 97.5's Market Scoreboard Report. Presented by Texas Citizens Bank.
For the first time since February, the Dow Jones Industrial Average hit a new intraday all-time high, approaching 30,000. The gains well over 1,600 points at midday on positive news about a coronavirus vaccine from Pfizer that is 90% effective, according to the company, and what appear to be some reasonably final results of the presidential election. Now, the Dow cut those gains in half, finishing with an 834-point advance to 29,157. The S&P up 41 to 3550. The NASDAQ got hit as stay-at-home stocks got hammered while recovery stocks rallied. So leisure, hospitality, cruise lines, airlines, restaurant groups, and the like all rallied. But the NASDAQ big tech stocks got hit by 181 points to 11,713. The small cap Russell up 4.25%, outperforming on the upside. Recovery plays in oil up $2.85, nearly $40 a barrel. Gold plunged $87.50 the ounce to 1864. Interest rates rose on the prospects for recovery, and so did the dollar.
ESPN 97.5's Market Scoreboard Report was presented by Texas Citizens Bank, the official bank of ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. As a locally based company, Gal Media believes in the concept of supporting local businesses, jobs, and our community. So we're asking you, our listeners, to hashtag keep it local. When you're shopping, eating out, taking out, or buying services, consider a local business. And share your great experiences with hashtag keep it local. Listen for sponsors at support ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, then hashtag and keep it local with them. Learn more at ESPN975.com/keep it local. We're all about local. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
We go to Jacksonville, Florida, which apparently it was a lot more crowded there this weekend than people thought it was going to be, because there was the Texans game and then there was that little Florida-Georgia thing the day before. So I saw somebody there tweeting out, couldn't get a rental car, which seems odd because it seems hard that they would run out of rental cars, except for the fact that they, you know, I don't know, maybe they don't have as many right now. But anyway, that was just, I totally digressed for no reason. A woman is facing several charges, not a person from here, after an incident at a hotel on Jacksonville's south side. She was happened just before 5 p.m. Thursday at the Extended Stay Deluxe. So I guess that's one of those places where you stay for like a week.
Yeah. You got like a little microwave and a mini fridge.
Yeah. Well, apparently a hotel employee told police a woman, later identified by police as Marlo Walton, 34 years old, began arguing with her in the lobby because there was no breakfast available at the hotel and because the pool was closed because of COVID-19.
Okay.
A man waiting in line at the hotel lobby told police when he saw the woman yelling with the guest service receptionist, he told her to settle down. It redacts what happened next, but goes on to say the man was in fear for his life and left the lobby. He went to the parking lot and got inside his vehicle, but then he saw the woman, so he parked and ran off. When he came back, his vehicle was gone. And you know what the lady did with it? She basically drove it into a pond across the street from his hotel. She was arrested, faces charges for theft of a motor vehicle, criminal mischief, always like that one, battery, assault, and aggravated battery. Apparently, she became irate and began kicking the back seat of the patrol vehicle when she was arrested. I'm going to guess there's drugs involved in this or something. So, bottom line is she gets mad that there's no breakfast and the pool's not open. Gentleman tells her to calm down.
Gentleman?
Yeah, well, I'm saying maybe he wasn't a gentleman. Maybe he was being rude to her, but tells her to calm down. And instead of calming down, she follows him out in the parking lot, steals his truck, runs it into a pond. Pretty good Florida story, yeah. I think.
So, I mean, there's always one thing you never tell a crazy woman.
Calm down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things you don't want to tell a crazy woman.
Yeah, but that one you don't might want to call be it, number yeah. one.
You don't want to call her crazy. You don't want to call her fat. There's a lot of things. Anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
All right. Can't believe we're already to hour number three. This one's just
time is flying.
Flown by, man.
All right. I got to tell you guys about my good friends over at Carbach Brewing Company, where they are making fantastic beers for everyone. And it really is something for everybody. If you want something light and easy drinking, they've got the Love Street. You want something hoppy, they've got Hopadillo. They've got Hop Tongue. They've got a ton of different IPAs to choose from. You want an everyday, refreshing sort of a go-to? Crawford Bock has become one of those for me, certainly. It's really a versatile beer, and it is delicious. And then if you go to the brewery itself, they've always got something on tap that you won't be able to find anywhere else. Just a really great experience for their tap room. The restaurant is out of this world. If you haven't been there for a meal, I suggest you stop by. They're open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and the food there is outstanding. I recommend the Korean fried chicken, which Juggalo Trey has said that this chicken is perfect. That's a Juggalo Trey endorsement. Guys, check them out and make sure whenever you're out and about, pick up some Carbach.
I made sure that Northside Heat. And still, bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.